The shortage of coronavirus tests remains a problem nationwide. And while a positive test result means it's almost certain that a person is infected, many doctors are expressing concern about sick patients who test negative. Connecticut Public Radio's Lori Mack reports.
More and more stories are surfacing about patients presenting typical COVID-19 symptoms but getting negative test results. Some doctors have even seen hospitalized patients testing negative. And how do you explain two people exhibiting the same symptoms with one testing positive and the other negative?
It's always important to take a look at the big picture.
Dr. Harlan Krumholtz is professor of medicine at Yale and director of the Yale New Haven Hospital Center for Outcomes Research and Evaluation.
The way you feel, the exposures you've had, the moment in history where such a virus is spreading, you know, if you're in the midst of that and you're developing symptoms which are typical of the pandemic, then one piece of information, the test itself, shouldn't necessarily quash everything else.
Krumholtz says that while tests usually aren't perfect, they're discovering that false negatives, tests that indicate that you are not infected when you actually are, seem uncomfortably common.
A study out of China looked at a bunch of people who not only felt sick in ways that were very consistent with COVID-19. Not only were they from Wuhan, where the pandemic hotspot began, but their x-ray findings were very consistent with the disease. And, you know, it was almost certain that these people had it. They met all the criteria, and yet their tests were negative in about 30% of the cases.
Some doctors have expressed concern that the false negative rate in the U.S. could be even higher than 30%. Krumholtz says they really don't know how good the tests are in this environment. His advice? If you've likely been exposed to COVID-19 or have symptoms, assume you have the infection, even if you test negative. Lori Mack, Connecticut Public Radio.